Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Boston has lost another pioneering legend. Doris Bunty died yesterday of cancer at her home. She was 87. Bunty was the first Black woman elected to the State House of Representatives and the first Black woman to run the Boston Housing Authority. She was also a mentor and a friend to many, including Marie St. Fleur, herself a former Massachusetts State Representative and now a principal at St. Fleur Communications. Marie, thanks for joining us. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. It's good to be with you, Tiziana.
Marie, you lost a friend and mentor. I'm sorry for your loss. How are you?
I'm fine. I think that all of us who are women who were legislators lost an amazing mentor and an amazing leader today. And, you know, we know it comes, but when it comes, you really feel it. And you have regrets that you've not stayed as connected as you'd like to have stayed connected. And so, yeah, it's a sad day, but I'm happy to be able to celebrate her life, and I thank her family for sharing her with us all these years.
When did you first meet her, and can you tell us a little bit about Doris Bunty?
So I have to tell you, I was 11 years old when I first saw Doris Bunty on television, and I'll explain. And I think she had just become state rep. Back in the old days, you only had one TV in the house, and so you were watching whatever your parents were watching at that time. And here was this Black woman who was going in to become a state representative in Massachusetts. She grew up right in Orchard. You know, she had been living in Orchard Park. I went to St. Patrick, so it was right down the street from where I went to school every day. There was a sub shop at Dudley that used to walk to, so you knew the area. And so here was this woman who was essentially, you know, in places that you identify walked, who was now going to be in the halls of power in the state. And she was this tall, you know, and she was poised. And that was my first introduction. Then I became a state rep, and I became a state rep. And what I loved about her, I did not do Doris Bunty as an adult, and she reached out. I remember when I was decided to run for office, there were a number of people I spoke with, and she offered her wisdom. I remembered when life got rough in the legislature, and I needed questions and was seeking direction. She's a person that you pick up the phone and you could talk to, and she would share her wisdom. That's how I remember her. And then she modeled a lot of the things that I think some of us tried to do once we were in office.
What kind of modeling, Marie?
So for me, Doris modeled what it meant to work across the divides, whether it's across racial lines. She modeled that. I mean, you saw that in her work in the legislature. You saw that in her work in the Boston Housing Authority. She was willing to listen. I mean, the leadership of the Boston Housing Authority while she was there was predominantly white. She had a clear vision about what she wanted to elevate the rights of people of color in that space. But she, again, she would call them formidable adversaries, but she was up to the challenge and she was willing to sit, listen, and work through it. One of the things I never observed her do was to demonize. That was not her style. She was firm. She knew where she wanted to go. And she left the table always with the door open. That I learned from her. I really did.
I get this sense, Marie, that she was really tough, steely. She came to Boston, according to the Globe, in 1953 with 98 cents to her name. At one point, she really locked horns with Boston Mayor Kevin White when she was at the Boston Housing Authority. He was a formidable opponent. And in the end, through the courts, she won her dispute with him about her leadership at the Boston Housing Authority. She helped integrate Boston public housing. Did you see her as a tough woman, and did she model that for other Black women leaders coming up behind her as well?
Well, to me, she was. She was smart and she was tenacious. And what I appreciate about her, that she stood in her power. So yeah, Kevin White could have had his point of view. She had hers too, and she believed she was right and she acted on it. And she was not boastful. She just acted and did what she believed. So I think she was a formidable opponent, but she worked to build consensus. So she was acting with the support of those on whom she was representing. So unfortunately, Mayor White at the time did not respect that. She was tough. And then she'd smile. I mean, I remember for me, I would remember her smile, you know, and because particularly when she wanted to probe you on something further, and because she knew there was more there and you could see it. So you might misjudge because you look at her height and you think you see that she's a woman, and it would be to your detriment if you misjudge the steelness of her character, her intellect, and her tenacity.
You know, she also is credited with being one of the driving forces behind funding for Roxbury Community College. We just talked about public housing integration. What do you think is her legacy, her lasting impact on the greater Boston community and on the Commonwealth?
Well, I think that it is multiple. I think that she is a model about successful at what leadership could look like and what collaborative leadership before we started using all those words. She modeled that. I mean, she helped establish the Massachusetts Black Legislative Caucus. So she never was to be there and then say, I'm going to leave and leave it all and not leave something behind to continue to grow. She was one of the founders of the Women's Legislative Caucus. She understood coming from public housing that tenants need a voice in how things should be done that impacted their lives. So she was that original modeler of speaking to people closest to the pain and making certain that they're at the table, influential, and making the change. So she actually was demonstrating that in the 70s and brought that into her work in the Boston Public Housing Authority. And that has spread now across the state, and people are talking about it across this country right now as we all speak about equity. She believed that we all could work across the race lines together in order to get to a place where we all could see ourselves in the solutions. And I think when I read about her and the negotiations that she had with some of the tenant associations that were predominantly led by white women, I mean, this was back in the 70s, in the 80s when some of this was happening. These were not times when Boston was really open, but she was willing to walk into those spaces and sit, listen. And so I think she has modeled that, what we don't have in this country anymore, the capacity to sit together, to hear each other, really hear each other and co-create a change where we mutually gain. I think that is a legacy that she has left all of us with.
So Marie, Boston City Councilor Kim Janey is poised probably to be the first Black, first female mayor of Boston when Marty Walsh gets confirmed as Labor Secretary. Black women in politics are finally being recognized for their work in organizing, pushing social change, building local capacity. Would Doris Bunty see herself in all of that, and would she find it satisfying?
Well, I think we all stand on her shoulders, particularly here in the city of Boston, as it relates to women in politics. She was the first to open the door and pull us all in with her. So absolutely. But I have to say, Black women have been leading and been toiling for centuries. And I think that she's part of that movement where we began to claim our power, whether it be from channeling Rosa Parks and channeling Fannie Lou Hamer and all the other greats whose shoulders that we stand on here in Boston. She was that direct representation for us that we can touch, we could hear, and we can emulate, whether you were able to sit across the table from her, whether you were reading about her in a newspaper clipping or sitting with her in a video. Because I'm sorry, I mean, the media had not always been very kind. It's been very difficult, particularly during the desegregation of the housing. But she was grace in action. And so we stand on her shoulders, and she has demonstrated for us directly or indirectly how to weather the storm and how to still leave and lead with your humanity and with your sense of power. He does that for all of us.
And that is Marie St. Fleur, former Massachusetts State Representative, now a principal at St. Fleur Communications and a friend of Doris Bunty, who died yesterday at 87. Marie, thanks for helping us remember her today.
Thank you.